When I was a little girl, the word Christmas was magic. It meant climbing into a railroad sleeping car and going from our home in Osceola, Arkansas, to my grandfather's home, away down in Uvalde, Texas. It meant a happy family reunion with all my aunts and uncles and their children under the great spreading Texas roof. It meant warm weather in the middle of the winter. It meant loads of goodies spread on the long family table, with grandfather at the head, thanking God for his abundant blessings and asking that his grace be with us all. It meant a family gathering at an early bedtime around the huge fireplace in grandfather's bedroom, when we popped corn and ate fresh, luscious fruit and said our goodnight prayers. I can still see that blessed room with the well-thumbed Bible beside my grandfather's big wicker chair. It was quite a family. But, of course, we were still children then, and we spoke as children, and we understood as children, and it was a long time before we grew enough spiritually to understand Christmas as God meant it to be. Too many of us, I think, never grow out of our childish concepts of Christmas. On Christmas Eve, down there in Texas, we always went to the church first for the lovely service, and then to the town square with its breathtaking, brilliantly lighted Christmas tree, where there were little gifts for the children. And when we woke up in the morning, there was another Christmas tree which had appeared miraculously as we slept. The whole family gathered around it, and again we sensed the spirit of love running through the circle. There were gifts for everyone, but not too much. How grateful I am for that now. The real gift was the love we had for one another, and the sheer joy of just being together, all one, in love. Is this not the true Christmas? Isn't that what Jesus came to accomplish? A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. At least in those first childhood Christmases, we began to learn the lesson of love. The gifts were secondary. The greatest gift of all was the plain, simple gift of love. Isn't it strange how children love the simple things? You can give a child a most expensive, intricately assembled toy, and after he has examined its color and mechanism, he will put that toy aside for an empty spool and a piece of string. Not long ago, a man I know complained of the way his boys went through their Christmas gifts like a cyclone, and by the end of the day had them strewn all through the house and all over the yard, and had turned to play with some empty cardboard boxes. He promised himself that next year, they're going to get a pile of old cardboard boxes and a knife, and that's all. The challenge of simplicity is a magnet to the human spirit. Much of the beauty of Christmas lies in its challenge to look further, deeper.